Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，早上好。
It's so happy to be here.
我实在是非常高兴能够和大家在一起。
I bet you like to hear the children singing, keep singing.
我相信你一定很喜欢啊，这孩童们的啊唱歌哈、啊、诗歌，让让他们继续唱。
Brothers and sisters, arrange me to talk.
但是对不起啊，弟兄们已经安排我下面要给信息。
Now, today, the Lord gave me a burden to share on the subject rekindle the gift of God.
因为真是主给我有这样的负担，让我今天在这里一起和大家分享，就是重新眺望我们里面的火热。
I think the burden is pretty strong on me because Apostle Paul was about to die.
因为给我里面的负担也是特别的重，那个时候给保罗也是这样，因为保罗他就要啊面临到他要离世。
Yeah, every time when I read the Bible and read about the stories of all these wonderful saints before us,
每当我读到这些啊圣徒们他们的信件的时候
，You know, we know that Apostle Paul has served the Lord whole life.
因为我们知道这个保罗他是一生在侍奉着主
and his heart is not only for his ministry
因为他的心不只是放在他的在这里侍奉的上面
it's much much more than that it's the whole God's people
因为他服侍的真是完全的大是所有的神的子民
and the God's purpose
是按照神的旨意来服侍
and now he's about to leave
这个时候来到他快要离开这个世界
He wrote this letter.
所以他写了这封信
And I think the first chapter of the letter actually captures his main burden
因为他这封信的第一章的时候就完全抓住了他里面的完全的负担
And he wrote this letter to Timothy
因为他写这封信是给提摩太
So when we know the history of Hitcher Timothy, and when we know how this letter describes the relationship between both of them.
所以我们当我们知道这个背景的时候，他是怎样啊带领和教导这个提摩太，然后讲到这封信里面的时候。
And you know that this is actually a letter from a bond servant of Lord Jesus to another bond servant of Lord Jesus.About how to be a bond servant of Lord Jesus.
所以这封信实际上是从一位啊神的忠心的仆人写信，也是给一位神忠心的仆人教导他怎样成为一个神忠心的仆人。
Yeah, and yes, it's faithful servant, but basically it's also a bond servant.
他不但是忠心的仆人，而且是一个
奴仆
、yeah. 那个奴仆。
The bond servant is the one that doesn't have freedom.
因为这个奴仆的话，他是没有自己任何自己的权利。
Yeah, the whole purpose of his service is his master.
因为他的整个的他的存在的目的就是要来服侍他的主人。
Yes, not only his service but also his existence. The purpose is his master.
不知道他的服侍，而且他的存在就是为了他的主人而存在。
So, it's a letter from bond servant to another bond servant.
所以是这封信是从一个奴仆神的奴仆给神的另外一个神的奴仆
and it's about how to be a bond servant
也是关于如何成为神的奴仆
so I think at this point perhaps we just want to read a few verses
所以我们下面一起来读一些圣经
2 Timothy chapter 1
提摩太后书第一章
From verse 3 to perhaps verse 7.
我们可以从第三节念到第七节。
So I'll read it in English first, and my brother read in Chinese.
所以我先会用英文念，然后弟兄用中文念。
I'm thankful to God, whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience.How unceasingly I have to remember you in my prayer night and day.
第三句，我感谢神，就是我接续祖先 用清洁的良心所侍奉的神，祈祷的时候不住地想念你。
Earnestly desiring to see you, remembering your tears, that I may be filled with joy.
纪念你的眼泪，昼夜的切切的想要见你，好叫我满心快乐。
Calling to mind the unfeigned faith which has been in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I'm persuaded that is in you also.
想到你心里无为之信，这信是现在你外祖母罗伊和你母亲有尼基心里的，我深信也在你的心里。
For which cause I put you in mind to rekindle the gift of God which is in you by the putting on of my hands.
为此我提醒你，使你将神借我按手所给你的恩赐再如火眺望起来。
For God has not given us a spirit of cowardice but of power and of love and of wise discretion.
因为神赐给我们不是胆怯的心，乃是刚强仁爱谨守的心。
Now here I would just like to underline a couple of places.
下面我会特别强调下面有几处。
And I mean within the seven verses that we have read.
我就是根据我们刚才读的这个从三到第七节里面我来强调一些。
Yeah. Apostle Paul actually remembered Timothy's tears.
因为特别是保罗在提到讲到提摩太的时候讲到提摩太的眼泪。
And he thought about Timothy's grandmother, mother, and Timothy himself. They all have a genuine faith.
因为他特别提到提摩太的外祖母和他母亲，还有提摩太，他们都有非常很有信心。
Yeah, and then this part, he actually called Timothy to rekindle the fire.
因为他在这里确实是。提醒提摩太重新眺望他里面的火。
Yeah, and then rekindle the gift of God.
重新眺望神所赐给他的恩典。
Yeah, 恩赐。
恩赐。
Yeah. And here I would explain later in more specific terms what is the gift of God.
所以下面我会比较详细的讲什么是神所赐的恩赐。
Now here is in verse 6, there's one thing I would like to explain.
所以特别是第六节我想特别在这里解释一下。
Now he said the gift of God which is given to him by putting on of my hands.
因为他在这里讲说神是赐给他的恩赐是借着保罗的手按手说。
Yeah, I would like to remind you brothers and sisters that actually in 1 Timothy Paul also mentioned that the laying on of hand, not only by him, but also by the elders in the church which, where Timothy came from.
所以在不但在这里保罗提到，那么在提摩太前书的时候，保罗也提到，不但是保罗，还有其他的长老们按手在提摩太的身上。
Yeah, this is First Timothy chapter 4.
这是提摩太前书第四章。
Yeah, verse 14.
第十四节。
So here.Also, Paul is saying, remember that, you know, the elders and I, we have laid our hands on you.
所以在这里保罗特别提到说一定要记住我和长老们在你身上所按手。
Yeah, we've confirmed God's gift to you.
我们在这里确认神所赐给你的恩赐。
Now, God has given you gifts.
因为神确实给了你的恩赐。
It's called the gift of God.
因为这个恩赐是说神的恩赐。
Yeah.Now you have to rekindle fire.
因为你在这里要重新像炉火一样的重新的眺望起来。
Right. So this is one part, and the other part.
这是一部分。
Yeah. Let's read, verse 8.
另外是在第八节。
Be not therefore be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, who is a prisoner, but suffer evil along with me.For the glad tidings, for the gospel, according to the power of God.
你们不要以给我们的主做见证为耻，也不要以我这为主被囚的为耻，总要按着神的能力与我为福音同受苦难。
And then from verse 9 to verse, I think 13, there were three points I want to emphasize today.
下面从第九节到第十三节的时候，我其中有三点啊，想跟大家一起分享。
In verse 9, he said, God has saved us and has called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which are given to us in Christ Jesus before the ages of time.
第九节，神救了我们，是以圣召召我们，不是按我们的行为，乃是按他的旨意和恩典。这恩典是万古之先，在基督耶稣里赐给我们的。
So here, Apostle Paul reminded Timothy that God has called you and called me.
因为在这里，保罗在特别提醒提摩太，神已经在用圣召在召我们，召你和我。
Yeah, not according to our works.
并不是因着我们的行为。
The works in Chinese can be translated as 行为 but also is actually more fundamentally it's 工作
或者是说不是按照我们的工作
yeah. Or you can put it in another way it's not according to your ability not according to what you have done
或者也不是另外一句话说也可以说也不是因为我们有什么能力做了什么事情
yeah. It is according to God's purpose
因为实在是靠着主的他的旨意
and his grace
还有他的恩典
so the first thing is about his, you know, he's calling us according to his purpose and grace
因为实在是神他的恩召 召我们是因着他的旨意和他的恩典
so this would be the first point I would like to emphasize
所以这是第一点我需要强调
and the second point is Apostle Paul told Timothy what is the gospel
那么第二点呢是特别是保罗在这里提醒提摩太什么是神的福音
Yeah, the verse 10 But has been made manifest meaning the gospel has been made manifest now by the appearance of our Savior Jesus Christ who has annulled who has abolished death and brought to life to light life and incorruptibility
所以在第十节但如今借着我们救主基督耶稣的显现才表明出来了他已经把死废去借着福音将不能毁坏的生命彰显出来
See, it says it's by the gospel he has manifested the he has abolished death and he has brought to light life and incorruptibility
因为讲的是正是借着福音把死废去然后将不能毁坏的生命彰显出来
Brothers and sisters this is how big gospel is
所以弟兄姐妹们这是这么大的福音
yeah, it's not only having to do with our sins forgiven
这不只是为我们的罪被得赦免
it's not only has to do with our peace and joy inside
也 不只是仅仅为我们里面有平安和喜乐
it has to do with abolishing death and bring life and bring incorruptibility
因为实在是因着我们废去死亡而且是将生命带到光中彰显出来
yeah. The third thing in the first chapter Apostle Paul wants to emphasize is verse 13
所以第三点我在这里要特别强调的是在第十三节
Yeah, this Apostle Paul wants to emphasize
也是保罗是保罗要在这里特别强调
He says, have an outline of sound words which words you have heard of me in faith and love which are in Christ Jesus
第十三节你从我听的那纯正话语的规模要用在基督耶稣里的信心和爱心常常守着
Yeah it says you can some translation English translation says keep the an outline but some other translation says have an outline
所以在这里有的翻译它可以说需要我们遵守这些主要的提纲大的提纲
See this verse is a little difficult because it's not only talking about sound words. It talks about a pattern of sound words.
所以这个话实际上还是比较深奥，因为不只是讲啊话语的纯正，他还要讲到他的规模。
He says basically Apostle Paul is saying this, you know, Timothy, over the years I have given you sound words of God.
因为实际上他保罗跟提摩太说，这么多年我实在一直是告诉你教导你关于神正啊神的话语。
So you have learned yourself the Old Testament.
你也自己也学了在啊旧约。那么多书
Now, over the years I have also given you the sound words of God in addition to Old Testament
所以不但是在旧约你自己看一下，我另外也给你的许多关于神的话语的纯正的教导。
So, but you yourself have to find its pattern
但是你自己必须要找到这个话语的规模或者是总纲。
Yeah, so we'll come to that. So let's bow our head and have a word of prayer.
让我们再一起来低头，我们来祷告。
Lord, we really thank you and really praise you.
主，我们实在是要感谢你。
Your grace, your leading, to your person, to your servant, is whole life.
因为你的恩典实在是带领引领你的仆人来侍奉这、
yeah.
这整一生来侍奉。
So Lord, we thank you. We are the beneficiaries of all that.
因为我们感谢你，因为实在我们这些人是正是。蒙受益的人。
So Lord, we pray that this morning Your Spirit set us free.
我们在这里祷告，就是愿你的圣灵将我们今天释放出来。
So that we can grasp the burden in Your heart.
我们能够真正抓住你心里的负担。
So Lord, have mercy on us.
是主，你给我们恩典。
In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray.
我们祷告呢，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen. Brothers and sisters, I actually believe that the Second Timothy is quite familiar to many of you.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我相信提摩太后书对许多人来讲是非常熟悉的。
And it's actually very precious to Paul himself. You can read it. You can kind of read that.
所以你从读这个书所能感觉到，也是这封书信对保罗来说也非常的珍贵。
Yeah, to him, the time is very short.
因为对他来讲，他的时间不多。
He was in the Roman prison for a few years.
他确实是在被关在监牢罗马人的监牢里面有几年了。
And then he was set free.
他然后他也被释放了出来。
And then he wrote First Timothy.
然后他写了提摩太前书。
A couple of years later, he wrote Second Timothy.
然后后来几年后他又写了提摩太后书。
He knew very well that soon he would be martyred.
因为他非常知道很快他就要被殉道。
So he wrote this letter to Timothy.
所以他写了这封信给提摩太。
Now when we have read that when he told Timothy that I remember your tears.
所以我们读到他在这里提到，因为我纪念你的眼泪。
So he also said, Timothy, I remember your grandma, I remember your mom.
所以他在信中又特别提到，我还记得你的外祖母和你的母亲。
So early on, when I was reading Second Timothy, I always had a feeling that Timothy was a very young man.
当我最初的时候读这个圣经的时候，我有个感觉，好像这个提摩太是非常年轻的一个弟兄。
And he is not experienced.
好像他并没有很多的经验或经历。
And he is naturally very timid.
所以他的里面自然的生命里面是比较弱的。
But when I was really read into this person Timothy,
当我真正的往下读的时候，进入这个提摩太的时候
，It's not so.
好，不是那样的。
You know, Timothy, the first time Timothy appeared is in Acts chapter 16.
如果第一次提到圣经里面提到提摩太的话，是在使徒行传第十六章。
是的 ，Yeah. And at that time, Paul was at this place called Lystra.
那个时候保罗在那个叫路斯德。
Yeah, Paul was there, and then Paul saw these group of saints.
因为保罗在那边，他然后和那些圣徒们相见。
And the elder brothers there introduced to Paul a young brother.
因为在那边的圣徒，他们向保罗介绍了、推荐了这位年轻的弟兄。
Yeah, he said he loves the Lord.
因为他爱主
，and he's very genuine.
因为他是非常真的。
Yeah, and also, he already started to serve.
因为他已经开始在服侍主。
You know, we recommend him to go along with you on your journey.
所以我们推荐他跟你一起啊来传这个福音。
So, Apostle Paul brought him along.
所以保罗带着他。
Now Acts chapter 16, this story was about 49 to 50 AD.
讲到这个第十六章的故事，大概是在主后四十九年到五十年的样子。
Yeah, it's about that. It's about that.
大概是那个样的时候。
Now 2 Timothy was about 67 AD.
所以当写到这个提摩太后书的时候，大概是主后六十七年。
After a long time.
确实经历了漫长的时间。
Count is like 17 or 18 years.
如果你大概算的话，估计是17到18年的样子间隔。
So if Timothy was at the beginning was like 20 years old, suppose.
如果你说那个时候当开初的时候，提摩太大概是二十多岁的样子。
Say it's just 20.
就说他就算是二十岁。
Now when Apostle Paul wrote Second Timothy, Timothy is like 37, 38.
所以如果当保罗写第二封书信的时候，那么这个时候提摩太应该是37 38。
He's not young anymore.
他那个时候并不再年轻了。
Now about this matter of being timid, being timid.
关于讲到他这有点胆怯哈，有点胆怯的话。
You know, when Paul first brought Timothy on his trip, the first stop was Thessalonica.
所以当保罗带提摩太他去的一路传福音的路程的时候，第一站停的是帖撒罗尼迦。
After that, Apostle Paul felt that he needs to have a brother to go to Thessalonica and encourage brothers and sisters there.
所以这个之后，保罗觉得他需要派送一位弟兄到帖撒罗尼迦那边。来帮助他们那边的教会。
So he sent Timothy.
所以他选用的是将提摩太送到那里。
And he sent Timothy alone.
他单独将提摩太派到那里。
There's no big brother going with him.
没有其他的比他年长的弟兄跟他一起去。
So that's kind of immediate after Timothy went on.
所以我们可以看到那个提摩太就立刻的就是继续往前。
And more serious things is more than 10 years later, this matter of the Ephesians church.
特别是关于到大概十年以后讲到以弗所教会的时候。
Now at the Ephesus church, there were brothers, they are proclaiming, preaching a wrong doctrine.
那个时候在以弗所教会，他们有一些弟兄们，他们所传讲的一些不纯正的一些教导。
Yeah, it's like Acts 20.
那是在使徒行传二十章里面。
And more clearly said in the First Timothy.
特别是在提摩太前书里面也提到。
So Apostle Paul sent Timothy to Ephesus to correct them, to tell them not to preach the wrong doctrine.
所以保罗是送。派这个提摩太到以弗所教会去让他帮助纠正不要他们那边再继续讲错误的信息。
It's a very serious matter.
这个这件事情是非常严重的事情。
So the point is this, the point is Timothy was not a timid person.
这个我要讲的重点就是提摩太不是那么胆怯的人了。
And he's actually, at the time when Paul wrote this letter to him, he was actually a very experienced servant of the Lord.
当保罗写这封第二封书信是给他的时候，那个时候提摩太他应该已经是非常有经历经验的神的仆人。
And the third thing, you know, all through these years from Thessalonica to this point,
从帖撒罗尼迦开始一直到这个写信的时候
，Apostle Paul wrote all the letters.
那个时候保罗他已经写了所有的书信。
Yeah, in this period of time, Apostle Paul wrote every letter, one after another, one after another.
是从那个帖撒罗尼迦开始，一直到这个提摩太后书的时候，保罗写了他所有的书信，收集在这个里面。
And Timothy was with him almost all the time.
那个时候，提摩太是一直是与保罗同在的。
Not only that, but if you read a few letters, you can see that actually Apostle Paul considered Timothy to be his. He's saying, I Apostle Paul.And Brother Timothy wrote this letter to you.
所以我们可以看几本书的时候注意到里面写保罗写书信的时候已经考提摩太是他的同工，所以常常在信中会提到保罗他自己弟兄，还有提到弟兄提摩太写信一起写信。
Present day language is called co-author。
或者说我们按照现在讲，就是说我们是一同的作者。
So First Thessalonians。
所以我们有提撒罗尼迦前书。
And I think Second Corinthians。
我们还有哥林多后书。
And then I think it's Timothy. Philippians。And the Colossians.
还有腓立比书和哥罗西书。
And those are explicit.
这些都是特别的提到。
So Paul says, you know, Paul and Timothy and sometimes Titus, you know, they wrote this letter.
所以保罗在信中特别提到他和保罗有的时候还加上提摩太提多。
Yeah, the point is this. The point is all these things that Apostle Paul wrote in his letters, he has talked to these brothers first.
所以当保罗实际上写这些信的时候，他也和这些弟兄们已经有交通。
Now these brothers have heard this message earlier than you and I.
所以这些弟兄们他们实际上已经比我们先听到说他讲的信息。
So the point is this, brothers and sisters, at the time Apostle Paul wrote this letter to Timothy.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我要想讲的就是说，在保罗写的这个提摩太后书的时候。
Timothy was a very experienced servant of the Lord.
因为提摩太已经是非常有经历经验的神的仆人了。
So brothers and sisters, it gives me a different perspective about this book, Second Timothy.
所以讲到神的恩赐的时候，我们特别是在提摩太后书里面提到的时候，可以有不同的方面。
So I used to think Apostle Paul wrote a letter to a young inexperienced and initiated person.
也可以说好像是保罗在写这封信是给一位比较年轻的还没有太多经验的年轻的弟兄。
This is what I thought.
这是我一上来的想法。
But when I realized what Timothy really was, then I know that Apostle Paul wrote this letter to a very experienced servant of the Lord.
所以当我真正了解到提摩太的时候，我再次看到这是保罗写一封书信是给一个非常已经有经历经验的神的仆人了。
A good brother.
而且是给一个非常好的弟兄。
And who walk with him all these years.
而且这位弟兄是一直是跟保罗在一起的。
And knew God, knew the church of God.
他非常的认识神，也认识神的教会。
So Paul is writing this letter to him.
因为保罗在这里写封信给他。
So what does that mean to us?
那对我们来讲，这到底什么意思在哪里
？Paul actually is writing this letter to all of us.
实际上，保罗写这封信是给我们所有的人。
You know, whether you are young,
不管你是年轻的也好
，20 years old,
或者是20岁
，or whether you are old,
或者你是年长的
，more than 80 years old,
80岁以上的
you know, ，Paul is giving us his last words.
因为保罗是给了我们最后的遗言。
It's worthy for us to pay attention.
他要我们大家都要非常的来注意到。
Yeah. So that's the first thing I want to share with brothers and sisters.
所以这是我第一件事情要和弟兄姐妹们所分
享。Now, what about this thing about Timothy's tears?
那么关于讲到提摩太的眼泪的时候
，You know, brothers and sisters, tears is a sign of weakness.
我们一讲到弟兄姐妹们，我们一讲到眼泪，好像是一个比较软弱的一个象征。
But tears is also a sign of genuineness.
那么另外一方面，想眼泪也是表明一个人的真诚。
Yeah. I don't believe Apostle Paul just saw Timothy in tears once, and he wrote this.
所以我相信他在写这个信时候，看到保罗不止一次的看到。这个提摩太的眼泪。
I think it was something that Paul observed for a long time.
所以我相信保罗是注意到这个提摩太，他是常常会看到他的眼泪。
And I don't believe Timothy was in tears because of himself.
因为我不相信提摩太他流眼泪是为了他自己。
You know, he was so sad because something bad happened to him.
不是因为他好像很沮丧，因为什么坏的事情发生了。
I don't believe that's the case.
我不相信这是是因为这个。
I think his tears is not for other people to see.
我也相信他的眼泪不是为了让别人来看。
His tears is for his Lord to see.
他的眼泪是为了他的主来看。
He didn't mean to have tears.
他 他并不是说他一定要流泪。
But tears just came out.
但是他的眼泪就这样出来。
So this is before his God.
这是在神的面前。
Yeah, to his God.
因为也是为着神的。
Has nothing to do with himself.
也不是任何不是为了他自己。
And this is why Apostle Paul says, Timothy, I remember your tears.
这就是为什么保罗在这说，提摩太，我纪念，我纪念你的眼泪。
Now this mom and grandma.
还有他的妈妈，还有他的外祖母。
I wonder why Paul want to mention this.
我也特别在这里啊思索，为什么保罗要特别提到他们呢
？Dear brothers and sisters, sometimes, you know, sometimes we're very proud. We say, I serve the Lord, I love the Lord because of, not because of my mom, not because of my grandma. I serve the Lord because I love him, love him.
弟兄姐妹们，我们有的时候会常常会说，我们爱主，我们服侍主，并不是因为我的母亲或者我的祖母，乃是因为我爱神，我来侍奉他。
But Apostle Paul really appreciate his grandma Lois and the mother Eunice.
所以保罗在这里特别的感谢他的外祖母罗伊和他的母亲尤尼基。
See, I always wonder why Paul said this.
我在自己想，为什么保罗要特别提到他们呢
？You know, dear brothers and sisters.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
You know, God is God of generations.
因为神他是我们每一代的神。
Remember, Joshua in the book of Joshua.
还记得在约书亚书的时候
？The end of Joshua when Joshua was about to die.
特别是在约书亚要离开这世界的时候。
He said, "If you want to serve your own God back on the other side of the river, go ahead."
因为约书亚和以色列人在说，你们如果愿意去侍奉别的神，你们就去好了。
But as for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord.
但是约书亚却说，至于我和我的家，必定要侍奉耶和华。
Yeah, and so brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姐妹们
，I think, you know, Grandma Lois is a first generation Christian.
所以他的提摩太的外祖母罗伊，他是第一代的基督徒。
And his mom Eunice is a first generation Christian.
他母亲也是第一代的基督徒。
And Timothy is a first generation Christian.
提摩太他也是第一代的基督徒。
Because they all have this genuine faith toward God.
因为他们都是有这样真诚的心。对待我们的神。
In the three generations, they were all touched in their own hearts by the Lord Jesus.
因为他们三代人被神的心完全的摸着。
Yeah, by God.
被神所完全的摸着。
And then love God by themselves.
他们愿意这样的每一个人这样的爱神。
So dear brothers and sisters, it's wonderful. Apostle Paul saw something bigger than we see.
所以保罗弟兄姐妹们，保罗在这里看见比我们看见的要大得多。
You know, we may just see one generation.
我们有可能眼睛看到只是一代人。
But Apostle Paul saw three generations.
因为保罗他在这里看到有三代人。
The Joshua saw generations after generations.
约书亚他看到了一代又一代。
Yeah, as for me and my house.
至于我和我的家。
He's not saying, I shall still.Serve the Lord.
他并不是说，指我自己在这里要侍奉神。
He's saying we shall serve the Lord.
我们应当要来服侍主。
So thank the Lord for that.
我们要感谢主。
So, and then Apostle Paul comes to this clutch word. He said, Timothy, you have to rekindle the gift of God.
所以保罗就来到这里，向提摩太再次的提醒，你一定要眺望起。里面的火焰来。
Yeah, so two things. First of all, the rekindle means you were on fire before.
这里两件事特别讲到，眺望的火的话，就表示再次眺望火，表示以前你曾经有这个火焰。
Rekindle means to kindle again.
讲到再次眺望的话，就讲到的是再一次。
Yeah, in the past you were kindled.
You were
on fire.
你以前有过这个火焰。
But for a while.You have. It seems the fire has dimmed.
那么随着时间，好像这火焰慢慢在减小。
So you have to rekindle the fire again.
你要重新眺望起如火一样的眺望。
So this is what Paul told Timothy.
这就是保罗在这里教导提摩太。
Now the key thing is this. He said you rekindle the gift of God.
那么关键词在这里，他讲的是重新眺望起神所赐的恩赐。
Yeah. Now, brothers and sisters, when we see this gift of God, especially our Chinese translation, 恩赐。
当我们讲到特别是讲到神所赐的恩赐的时候。
When I was younger, when I read this before, I sometimes felt 恩赐 meaning, you know, my brother can translate, I can preach, and then some of us can speak tongue.
所以我最初的时候讲到神的恩赐的时候我的脑海里面想到的可能这位弟兄会有翻译的恩赐，或者有讲道的恩赐，或者说会说方言的恩赐。
Yeah, or this brother and sister can sing, can lead song, and can teach Sunday school, can do this and can do that.
所以还有弟兄姐妹会唱诗歌或者领诗歌，还有会教导主日学，还有这个或者那个。
The problem is if you consider this to be what Apostle Paul was talking about, then it doesn't connect with the rest of the book.
如果你只认为这是保罗在讲的神所赐的恩赐的时候，那么下面的话就很难和下面的保罗所讲的联系起来。
The whole several chapters of Paul did not emphasize that at all.
所以后面的几章保罗根本就没有提到我们刚才所提到这些所谓的恩赐。
Yeah, So Apostle Paul was talking about something else.
因为保罗在这里
something more fundamental.
因为他在这保罗在这里讲的更加的基本。
See, I remember one thing Lord Jesus said that can really explain this word gift, gift of God, really explain that well.
所以我特别想到有一句话神自己讲的一句话能够解释是神所赐的什么是神所赐的恩赐。
This is John chapter 4.
因为是在约翰福音第四章。
When Lord Jesus came to this village, Samaritan village.
那是讲到我们主耶稣来到撒玛利亚的他们一个村庄。
And then he saw this Samaritan woman.
他然后看见这位撒玛利亚妇人。
And the Lord Jesus said, "Give me to drink. Give me water to drink."
主就说给我水喝。
And the Samaritan woman says, "You and I shouldn't talk to each other."
因为撒玛利亚妇人就说我们俩不应该有来往。
Because you are a Jew. And I am a Samaritan.
因为你是犹太人，我是撒玛利亚人。
And the Jews and Samaritans don't talk to each other.
因为撒玛利亚人和犹太人是不讲话的。
The Lord Jesus said.
那么主耶稣就说了。
If you know the gift of God.
主耶稣就说，如果你知道神的恩赐。
And if you know who it is that is talking to you.
如果你知道。跟你讲话的是谁
？Then you will ask him, and he will give you living water.
你呢，就会向他要生命的水。
So, brothers and sisters, you see this. Lord Jesus says, if you know the gift of God.
所以弟兄姐妹们，如果你们知道神所给的恩赐的话
the Lord is telling the Samaritan woman.
是主在对撒玛利亚人。
If you know the gift, if you know the gift of God.
如果你知道神的恩赐的话
，and if you know who it is that is talking to you，
如果你知道是谁在跟你讲话
，so dear brothers and sisters，
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Lord Jesus is saying this，
所以主耶稣基督是说
，the gift of God is the one that is speaking to you，
他说神所赐的恩赐就是那位跟你讲话的人
，so brothers and sisters， the Lord Jesus very plainly said the gift of God is He Himself。
所以我们主耶稣非常清晰地告诉我们神的恩赐就是他自己。
So when sister the difficulty of course he just mentioned it he didn't talk about it anymore.
所以
in Samaritan in the chapter 4 of John.
所以在这里神
他说在约翰福音第四章没再说了
后来在这之后，在这约翰福音第四章之后就没有再提这个事了。
But brothers, if you patiently read the New Testament,
所以我们在读新约的时候，就需要我们有很仔细来读。
If you do read the New Testament with patience,
我们如果真正要读的话，我们真是要花非常仔细的来去读。
Like the Gospels and the letters.
还有这个福音书和这个信件
，and you find that's exactly what the New Testament was telling us。
所以你会真正的找到这个福音书真正的要新约要告诉我们的。
The real gift of God。
神真正的所赐的恩赐。
The fundamental, the fundamental
最基本的,
is Christ Jesus himself.
因为是主耶稣基督,
and then when we think about our own experience as a Christian,
然后我们自己基督徒的经历的时候,
what God has given to you and given to me is indeed Christ Jesus himself.
神所赐给你和赐给我的, 真正的就是主耶稣基督他自己。
So, brothers and sisters, this is worth our real thinking.
这个是值得我们好好深思的。
So, the rest of the, I mean, when Paul says this, you know,
当保罗说到这些,
Paul essentially says, Timothy, if you understand this, if you remember, you were on fire because of this.
因为实际上保罗就是跟在提摩太说, 你因为能够挑起这个, 这个火焰来, 就是因为主耶稣基督。
In the past, when you went on, when we go on together, and when we serve the Lord, it's not because of doctrine, it is because Jesus himself.
当我们过去, 我们在这里侍奉神, 眺望你们的火焰来的时候, 并不是因为其他什么教训, 乃是因为只因着是主耶稣基督他自己。
The reason we are able to go on, the reason it makes you on fire, it makes me on fire, is because God's gift is Christ Jesus himself.
能够使得我们继续向前, 这是, 没有别的, 就是因为所神所赐的恩赐, 就是主耶稣基督他自己。
So, dear brothers and sisters, you know, however you see it, this is what Paul was telling him.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹, 不管你们, 如何怎么看, 这就是保罗要在这里让提摩太所看到的。
In the past, I thought the next sentence, and he said, what God has given us is not a spirit of, timid, the spirit of yeah, but the spirit of power, the spirit of love, and the spirit of sound mind.
所以我们讲到下面一句话就是说, 神所赐, 圣灵所赐的, 并不是胆怯的心, 乃是, 刚强, 然后爱, 和谨守的心。
Yeah, so in the past I thought these are two separate things. One thing is the Lord's gift to him, and then the second thing is the Lord's gift, the spirit to him, is to give him this, this power, the spirit of power, love, and the sound. I thought these are two separate things. But in fact, these two are exactly the same thing.
所以以前我认为, 我们刚才所讲的神所赐的恩赐和我们刚才讲的圣灵所赐的, 不是胆怯, 乃是刚强和爱和谨守的心, 我原来以为这两个是分开来的, 实际上这两个完完全全是合在一起的,
so,
是一样的事情。
Paul is saying, Timothy, remember this. If this Christ Jesus is the reason you were on fire before.
所以, 保罗再次提醒提摩太, 记得这个事情, 记得这个, 这就是我们真正能够使我们里面的火焰能够挑旺起来的真正的原因。
Timothy, remember, Christ Jesus is the reason that you have no fear, that you have power, you have love, and you have a sound mind.
所以提摩太是知道这个真正的, 让他里面, 能够刚强的, 就是这个, 就是这位圣灵所赐的, 这个不胆怯, 有刚强, 然后有爱, 然后有谨守的心。
Do you remember what God has given you is Christ Jesus?
所以你记得,
the gift of God.
所以你记得真是神所赐的, 就是主耶稣基督, 这就是他真正给的礼物。
Then you will have that spirit of power, the spirit of love, and the spirit of sound mind.
所以你有了这样的, 主耶稣基督为礼物的话, 你才会有, 这个爱, 你才会有刚强, 才会有警醒的心。
And then, so, but then Paul also saying, hey, Timothy, you know, do not be ashamed.
然后另外, 保罗也在这里提醒, 提摩太, 不要, 不要, 感到羞辱的。
Yeah. Do not be ashamed of the testimony of God.
不要为我, 不要为神做见证而有, 感到羞辱。
And do not be ashamed of me.
也不要因为我, 作为囚徒的, 而害羞。
Now why he has to tell him that?
他为什么要, 提到这些事呢?
Why he has to tell Timothy not to be ashamed?
他为什么要在这里提到, 提摩太不要为这些, 感到, 羞愧呢?
So, brother and sister, I think this is what happened.
弟兄姐妹, 我想, 这是, 是因为这样的情况。
The time was very, very, intimidating.
因为那个时刻, 那个时间, 是非常的, 就是说, 比较危急。
Apostle Paul is about to die.
那个时候，保罗也要快要离世。
You know, this is not just a sudden. This has been going on for several years already.
这不是好像突然要发生的，他已经是要经历了好多年了。
And he was in prison for a few years before.
他已经在牢狱做了几年了。
For exactly the same reason that he's going to die.
他的为着同样的缘故，他会被离世。
So Timothy knew that.
提摩太也非常清楚。
You know, all co-workers of Paul knew that.
因为所有的保罗的同工们也非常的清楚。
And then not only that,
也不但是如此。
Because of the pressure of the Roman Empire on all Christians.
不但是这个，因为罗马他们的皇帝对所有的基督徒的迫害。
And then also because of the lack of faith.
也因为信心的缺乏。
And then this is Apostle Paul says, all in Asia has deserted me.
所以这为什么这保罗在这说所有的亚细亚的人都离弃了我。
He's not talking about just people. He's talking about Christians.
他并不是讲所有其他的人，他讲的是基督徒。
He's talking about different churches.
他讲的是许多的教会。
All in Asia have deserted me.
他说所有的在小亚细亚的都离开了。
Apostle Paul has the Lord has shown him a way of following the Lord, following the Lamb.
因为神已经是给保罗看到他跟随主、跟随这个羔羊的路。
Now it's very hard, it's too hard for others, for other Christians, for other servants of the Lord to go the same way.
因为对其他人来讲，这条是非常艰难的路，同样走这条路。
So Apostle Paul said, Timothy, you know, time is so hard.
所以保罗在这跟提摩太说，这个时间是非常的艰难。
And the situation was so intimidating.
这个局势的情况也是非常的险恶。
But do not be ashamed of the testimony of God.
但不要为传神的福音而羞耻。
And do not be ashamed of me.
也不要因为我而羞耻。
So dear brothers and sisters, when I read this thing, I really thank the Lord for Timothy.
所以弟兄姐妹们，当我读到这些时，我实在是感谢神为了提摩太。
In fact, if you read the Hebrews, the book of Hebrews, the very last chapter of Hebrews.It says, our brother Timothy is about to come out from the prison.
所以如果你读到希伯来书的时候，在最后一章第十二章的时候，它里面特别提到我们的弟兄提摩太很快就要被放出来。
被释放了 ，Yeah. So, brothers, I thank the Lord for Timothy.
所以弟兄姐妹，我为此我为提摩太我感谢神。
So, I also thank the Lord for sure for Apostle Paul.
我同样的也为保罗我感谢神。
Yeah. Now, when we go on, the Apostle Paul has in his first chapter three points that he made, which I think are very, very important.
所以我们继续往下读的时候，保罗在这里特别提出来有三点我们要特别的注意。
And all these things have to do with the gift of God.
所以这些三点都是跟神的所赐的恩赐有关。
Yeah.Now, if we just say gift of God means what God has given us,
我们如果先说，如果神所赐给我们恩赐，好像就是神所先给我们的。
Yeah, what God has given us.
神他已经给了我们什么
？Timothy, what God has given you.
提摩太他说神已经给了你什么
？And what God has given us.
神还已经给了我们什么
？So what is this thing that God has given us?
到底这个是什么？神所赐给我们的
？So very generally.You know, the Lord Jesus said, "Is Christ Jesus Himself."
所以在这里讲，就是说赐给我们的就是主耶稣基督他自己。
But specifically, what are these things? What are the specific things in Lord Jesus Himself?
就是主耶稣自己，也就是他自己所说的，向我们显明的。
Yeah, as far as we the servants are concerned.
作为我们神的仆人来说。
So there are three things Apostle Paul said in first chapter.
所以有三件事在这个书信里面三章，第一章里面说到。
Yeah. So the first thing is the calling by His purpose.
所以第一件事是讲到神是以他的恩召来召我们。
Yeah. 他的目的。
目的。
他的目的。Yeah. 旨意。
按照他的旨意来召我们的。
So the second thing is this gospel.
第二件就是福音。
The third thing is this pattern.
那第三个就是规模。
Yeah. Pattern of sound word.
讲到话语的规模。
So these three things.
所以这三件事。
So the first thing is this calling.
所以第一件事，这个是他的呼召。
So Timothy, he said, Timothy, remember, God has called you and called me according to His own purpose.
所以保罗在这里特别提醒啊，神在召我们是按照他的召我们是按照他的旨意在召我们。
Yeah, he has a purpose.
他有他的目的。
You know, he called you and called me to enter into that purpose.
他召我们，召你和我，要我们进入到他的旨意当中。
He called you and called me to serve that purpose.
他召你我，要我们来服侍他的，按照他旨意来服侍。
So God has a purpose. He called you and called me for that.
所以神他有他旨意，他呼召我们。要是为了那个旨意。
And then he said, "Is he called you and me according to his purpose and also according to his grace?"
他呼召我们不但是因着他的旨意，也是靠着他的恩典。
Now what does that mean? What does call us according to his grace mean?
这个什么意思？他的呼召也是靠着他的恩典。
How is this related to his purpose?
这么这个恩典到底和他的这个旨意是怎么联系起来
？You know, sisters, I think you know to serve the Lord's.Especially to serve God's purpose is not an easy thing.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们特别是在服侍神，在服侍他的旨意的时候，不是一件容易的事情。
God's purpose is not up to you and up to me to interpret.
因为神的旨意并不是因着我们怎样来解释。
God's purpose is not up to your choice or not up to my choice.
神的旨意并不是任我们的选择而定。
And God's purpose is something for in our whole life.We will see clearer and clearer.
这个神的旨意是要我们在这一生中是慢慢的越来越清楚的认识到。
And our whole life we are corrected once and again, again and again, be corrected by that purpose.
我们的整个一生都是要因着他旨意，我们被不断的修正和纠正。
And this is just between him and us.
这个是直接是他和我们。
Now, on the way of serving him.
我们在服侍他的时候
，There are thousands of occasions of weakness.
我们有许多的弱点。
Yeah, it's all on our own.
这是我们里面的软弱。
And there are so many difficulties around.
我们也有许多的难处在我们的周遭。
Nothing is easy.
所有的事情都不是那么简单。
If we are serious in serving the Lord, nothing is easy.
如果你要真正的很来侍奉神的话。这个实际上是不那么容易的。
So what do you do?
所以你该怎么做呢
？Do you run away?
你是不是逃走呢
？Do you find your the person who agrees with you?
或者你是找到
some consolation?
或者是找到一些人，他们能够给你一些安慰的。
Or you just depend on his grace.
或者说你只是单单的依靠他所赐的恩典。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，When we are so focused and lock in to his purpose and serve this way.
如果我们紧紧地盯住他的旨意的时候，我们按照他旨意来侍奉的时候
，There will be difficulties after difficulties.
一定会有难处再加上难处。
You know, and in that, God's grace comes in.
但是我们有了神的恩典的时候
，That grace comes in.
这个时候神的恩典就要进来。
That allows us to go on.
这就是神的恩典，让我们能够继续。
You know, brothers and sisters, if you have gone this, I believe you have, must have, in bigger or small way, you have gone through this. And then one day, a year later, 10 years later, 20 years later, when you look back, it's all because of His grace.
所以弟兄姐妹们，当你们是有这样的经历的时候，不管是一年以后，或者十年、20年以后。你一定知道，这一切都是因着神的恩典。
You know, the fact that I'm still walking with Him.
那个我们如今如果还是能够继续与他同行的时候
，The reason I'm faithful, I can still be faithful to His purpose.
如果我们如今还是能够对他的旨意能够这样忠心的话
，And I can still serve His purpose and not my purpose.
我仍然能够按照他的旨意来服侍，而不是我自己的意思的时候
，It's all because of His grace.
所有的一切都是因着他的恩典。
So Apostle Paul says.
所以保罗在这里说
，Timothy, you and I are called by His purpose and by His grace.
所以保罗在这里说，提摩太，还有我们都是被召出来，是因着他的恩典。
Yeah. And then Paul specifically say it's just in Christ.
这个他特别保罗在这里讲的是在。这个恩典是在主耶稣基督里的。
So, Apostle Paul says, Timothy, this is the most important thing, number one thing, got to remember.
所以保罗跟提摩太说，这是最最重要的第一点，非常非常重要，一定要记住。
So, dear brothers and sisters, from the beginning of the Bible to the end, God's purpose is there.
所以弟兄姐妹们，神的旨意从圣经的第一章一直到最后，一直贯穿。
And Apostle Paul summarized that the whole thing in Ephesians. in the book of Ephesians.
所以保罗在以弗所书里面真是将神的旨意完全的总结了出来。
He's basically saying in Ephesians chapter 1, I think the verse like 10, the Apostle Paul is basically saying the eternal purpose of God is in Christ Jesus. He has to be the head of all things.
所以保罗是在以弗所书第一章第十节里，大概是第十节里面说到，讲的神的旨意，就是他永远的旨意，就是在一切都是在主耶稣基督里，他是元首。
In the fullness of time, all things in heaven and on earth will be headed up in Christ.
所有一切不管在天上还在地上的，都要归于在主耶稣基督。
And this is about Christ.
这是关于基督。
So, dear ministers, do you and I sense or feel or grasp the preciousness, the importance of Christ Jesus?
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们有没有在这里真是感觉到我们主耶稣基督他的珍贵？
And then the second thing is also in Ephesians, is the second part of the eternal purpose of God, that he says in chapter 3, essentially this, essentially that in the eternal purpose of God, there's your part and my part.
所以在提摩太后书里面第三章里面特别提到，讲到还有讲到神的旨意的时候，关于到你我的部分的时候。
And you and I have a part in that.
因为你和我，我们在他的永远的旨意里面都有份。
God's church has a part of in God's eternal purpose.
因为神的教会在他的永远旨意里面是有份的。
Now using his word, he's saying that the principalities and authorities in the air and they will know the wisdom of God through the church.
所以在这里他被讲到所有的执政掌权的都能够知道他真正的权柄都是通过在教会里面的显明。
Yeah, he's saying this, that the eternal purpose of God is Christ and the church.
所以讲到神的永远的旨意是在基督和在教会。
You know, what about the church?
那么讲到教会那是什么呢？
He said, you know, all the principalities, authorities in the air, they now will understand God's wisdom all along, all the time.
所以讲到
God's wisdom.
所以讲到空中执政掌权这些，他们都会知道神的全能。
How do they know?
他们怎么会知道？
They know through the church.
他们怎么知道是经过教会？
So that means your life and my life, your walk and my walk, your thinking and my thinking, affect how the principalities and authorities in the air think about our God.
所以讲到你我弟兄姐妹们，你我的的行为，还有我们的跟神的同行，还有我们的思想，都会影响到这个空中执政掌权。
To affect how they think of our God.
因为会影响到他们怎样来看我们的神。
So that means this, brothers and sisters, you and I are extremely important.
所以弟兄姐妹们，你要知道我们是非常重要的。
We claim to be a Christian.
我们被称为基督徒。
And we live a loose life.
但如果我们是活着是一个懒散的生活的话。
Loose meaning it's bad. You mean you go to gamble, you go to you lose in sex in your life. You do these kind of things.Now the principalities and authorities, angels in the air, when they see this, they laugh at your God.
所以当我们讲到这个懒散的生活的时候，这是不好的，这是一个放荡的生活。当这些天使如果看到我们是在地上这样的生活的话，他会在讥笑我们的神。
But on the other hand, you know, if we live a life righteous according to God, according to Jesus Christ.
如果反过来，我们如果靠着主耶稣基督，靠着神，我们过一个敬虔的生活的话
you know, ，We really in our mind, in our heart, love Lord Jesus.
我们实在是我们的心思意念，我们的心是爱我们的神的。
You know, Jesus and His Father are the first love in my life.
如果是主耶稣基督和他的父神是我们第一所爱。
You know, the principalities, authorities in the air, they can see our hearts.
所以他们这些空中执政掌权，他们能够看到我们心。
When they see this,
当他们看到这些的时候
，they have to say God has wisdom, God is wise.
他们不得不说，神实在是有智慧。
They have to say that they have, that we thought no man in mankind would ever be so real, but these people are so real.
咱们可以看到说我们所有的人类到现在没有这样真正的真诚，只有他们这些是有主的带领的话才有这样的真诚。
So God must be right.
他说神一定是对的。
You know, God must be wise.
因为他一定是智慧的。
God's way must be right.
他的道路一定是对的。
So dear brothers and sisters, that's the eternal purpose of God. You and I have a part in it.
所以弟兄姐妹们，这是神永远的旨意，你和我都有我们的部分在他的里面。
Now God is calling you and calling me into this thing.
因为神在这里已经呼召你和我来进入他的永远旨意里面。
So, I think the key point is you and I cannot despise this.
所以弟兄姐妹们，你和我，我们都不能轻看这一切。
you and I cannot think about this thing as just an abstract thought.
所以你和我，我们都不能认为这只是一个空谈一样的，好像可能抽象的。
Just a doctrine.
或者只是一种教训而已。
It is not.
它实在是不是。
Actually, if you see from the first chapter of the God of the Bible to the end.
实际上实在是不是。如果看从圣经从第一章一直到最后。
And that's what God has patiently trying to tell us all the time.
所以神他实在是耐心的在我们一直在向我们显明他自己。
Thank the Lord for that.
我们感谢神为此。
So the second point that Paul was telling Timothy the gift of God.
所以第二点是讲保罗告诉提摩太关于神的恩赐，
关于神所给我们的，
神所给我们的恩赐。
Yeah. He's saying, look at gospel.
他就是说，你看一看这个福音。
So by the gospel, you know, by gospel we know one thing.
我们看一下这福音，这个福音我们知道有一件事情。
That Christ come.Something is now manifest.
我们讲到耶稣来到这里，这里已经被彰显出来了。
Yeah, what manifested that he has abolished death, he killed death.
所以这个所显明的是耶稣已经战胜了死亡，废掉了死亡。
Yeah, he has brought us life.
他把生命带来了。
And he has brought us incorruptibility.
他带给我们是一个不能朽坏的生命。
And he has demonstrated that.
他已经他的显明了这一点。
So what does demonstrate mean?
什么是这个显明这件事情？
This demonstrate means he's not just telling us by words.
他这个显明的事情不是说他只是用讲话来说。
He's not just telling us by, you know, by word, you know, these Bible books. He's not only telling us that.
他不只是通过这个圣经来向我们说。
He's demonstrating by his own life.
因为他向我们再次显明是他自己的生命向我们显明。
And by the life of those people that he has affected.
像包括也被那些生命被他生命所影响的人的生命来显明出来。
So he not only presents this.
他不但是把这个发表出来。
He also represents this.
他也是这个的事情的代表。
You see him, you know this.
你如果看到这个的话，你就能够明白。
You don't even have to hear what he say. You don't even have to read what he say. You see him, Christ Jesus himself, then you know all this.
所以你只要看到他自己，只为说自己的话，不仅是从这个圣经上面看到，只是他自己一看到自己的话，你就明白了。
So what he has shown us,
他向我们所显明的是什么呢
？So Apostle Paul says he has abolished death.
因为保罗在这里特别说到。使徒保罗在这里说到，他已经废除了死亡。
Dear brothers and sisters, death is the thing that controls every man living, you know, born into the world.
所以这也是弟兄姐妹们，这也是一件事情，完全一直在控制着我们每一个出生在这个地上的人。
Christ comes, he abolished that.
因为主耶稣他战胜了，而且废掉了死亡。
He has set you and me free from that.
他已经将你和我已经释放了出来。
You know, yes, one of these days we're going to die.
是的，我们到那天的时候，我们会有一天，我们也会死亡。
But we are not bound by that.
但我们没有被这个死亡所拘禁起来。
You know, we live now every day on this earth, not bound by this fear of death.
我们如今，我们每天生活在地上，我们不再被这个死亡所拘禁起来。
Jesus Christ has set us free.From the bondage of death.
所以主耶稣基督已经将我们从死亡的捆绑中释放出来。所以那是一个负面的。
Now the positive side, he says that he has brought life.
那么正面的是，他已经将生命显明出来。
Brothers and sisters, if Lord Jesus has not brought life, today we don't really know why we live.
如果我们主耶稣基督没有再活的话。 我们就没有任何盼望。
We don't know why we live. Yes, we live, but why do we live?
我们也不知道我们为什么在活着。
We cannot interpret anything.
我们就没有办法来解释所有的事情。
But because he lives, we sang this song. Because he lives, then we have a future.
所以就像我们唱的诗歌一样，因为他活着，我们才有盼望。
Yeah. So not only he abolished death, not only he gave us life.But also, he has given us this immortality or incorruptibility.
所以不但是他来废除了、废掉死亡，不但是带来了新的生命，而且他真是给了我们一个不可朽坏的身体。
Yeah. See, brothers and sisters, life itself is a state. I mean, your life, you're alive or you're dead. So life is a state. I mean, it's a condition, life.
所以我们讲到一个生命，它有它的阶段，或者是生，或者是到死这个阶段。
Now, incorruptibility or immortality talks about the quality, power of this life.
所以我们讲到不可朽坏这个身体，是讲到这个真正的生命的这个特征和质量。
Yeah, 它的能力。
能力。
It is that this life is not just any life.
这个生命不只是一般的这个生命。
This life is incorruptible.
因为这个生命是不可朽坏的生命。
So what is incorruptible?
那么讲到什么是可朽坏的呢
？Gold, gold you cannot corrupt it.
我们讲到金子哈，金子它不会败坏。
No, if you want to put stuff in there, it's not easy to get in.
所以你如果想搞一些掺杂杂质进去不容易。
You know, from time to time, year after year, it's shining as before.
年复一年，年复一年，它仍然闪闪发光。
It is still one of the heaviest metal you can find.
它仍然是一个非常重的一个金属，你可以找到。
It's the incorruptible.
这个叫做不可朽坏的。
Yeah, another translation of this thing is immortal. Immortality.
还有另外一个讲的就是说
不死的，
不死的。
Yeah. See, life, yes, life, the life will die, but this life will not die.
是我们的生命会死，但是这个生命是不会再死的。
So, dear brothers and sisters, Paul in one word tells us what is gospel.
所以保罗在这里特别告诉我们什么是福音。
He said, by this gospel, Christ Jesus has been manifested, and He has abolished death. He has given us life, and He has given us life which is incorruptible.
因为就是这个福音主耶稣是带来的让这个废掉了死亡带来了一个这个永远不可朽坏的生命。
So, brothers and sisters, this is worth our thinking.
因为弟兄姐妹们，这是值得我们好好的深思。
Sometimes we may lose hope.
有的时候我们好像失去了盼望。
The things are so hard. The job is so hard. And the kids are so hard to bring up.They're sometimes happy, they're sometimes not happy. Everything is difficult.
所以好多事情在我们周遭好像是很困难包括孩子工作很多难处在我们当中。
And it's not worth for me to live.
有的时候好像觉得好像不值得再活下去。
Yet I'm depressed.
有的时候我感到非常的压抑。
Brothers and sisters, this life, this Christ comes in, he has brought us incorruptibility.
所以主耶稣基督他来到我们当中，他带来了不可朽坏的身体。
Nothing is too hard.
没有任何事情再难了。
Nothing will drive you to death.
没有任何事情能够把我们再拉向死亡。
Nothing will drive you to sin.
没有任何再让我们回到罪当中去。
Yes, we make mistakes.
是我们有的时候会犯错误。
Yes, sometimes I offend my brother.
所以有的时候是我们会得罪弟兄。
Sometimes I'm not right and I offend my wife.
有的时候我们也会得罪我们的妻子。
But the Spirit will wake me up.
但是神的灵会叫我们苏醒。
And I will know quickly.
我们这时候会很快的意识到。
I offended the heaven, I offended my wife.
我得罪了天，也得罪了我妻子。
And the Lord will for sure bring me back.
主他会把我们重新的带回。
Because what he has brought to us is incorruptibility.
因为他所给我们带来的生命是不可朽坏的生命。
Great.
因为是非常伟大的。
This is the gospel, he said.
因为这就是他说，这就是福音。
You know, the gospel is way beyond what we thought.
这个福音远远远超过我们可以想象。
In book of Hebrews, chapter 2, I think there's a verse.
在希伯罗希伯来书第二章里面有一句话。
It is called so great salvation.
只里面有一句话讲到大灾神的福音，大灾救恩，这么大的救恩。
Yeah. So great salvation. Meaning salvation is not a small thing. Salvation is a big thing.
所以讲到救恩。救恩不是一件小的事情，是非常非常非常大的事。
It just like Apostle Paul said here, the gospel is abolishing death, establishing life, and establishing immortality.
所以就像保罗说的，这是一个废去的死亡带来了生命，而且是一个不朽坏的生命。
So brothers and sisters, you have to know what you have.
所以弟兄姐妹们非常知道。
It's great.
弟兄姐妹非常清楚的要知道我们所接受的我们所领受的是怎样的大
It's much more precious, much more important, much more glorious than anything you can think of.
所以是非常的伟大非常的荣耀的一件礼物
Years ago, when God created man,
所以当在最起初的时候神造了人
He said, I have created them according to our image.
因为神说我们照他是按照我们的形象来造。
So, sister, you and I are created according to His image.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们是按照他神的形象所
被造。Christ Jesus came.
耶稣基督来了。
He made that real.
他让这个成为了真实。
He abolished death. He established life. Established immortality. He gave us the image of God.
所以主耶稣来了，他废去死亡，带来了生命，而且是一个不朽坏的生命。
Yeah.In the Romans, it says that we are conformed to the image of Christ.
所以罗马书在讲到我们是按照神的儿子的形象所被造，
被
磨成神儿子的形象。
So, dear brothers, no matter what angle you see from the Bible,
所以弟兄姐妹们，不论我们从哪一个角度在圣经里面看
，What God has given you and given me.And what God has further expecting you and expecting me is just something great.
所以我们来看的时候，神他所赐给你我和包括他对我们的期盼是非常非常大的。
Now, the third point in this chapter, and the last point I want to mention, is this thing called pattern.
所以第三点我要这里圣经里面特别提到的关于讲的规模。
Yeah, Apostle Paul here was saying this. This is You know, remember all these things, the resurrection, you know, the purpose. Timothy actually knew.
所以我们特别注意到保罗在这里所提到神的旨意也好神的复活和旨意，实际上提摩太已经知道。
Timothy was with Paul all the time.
因为提摩太与保罗一直是在一起。
Yeah, and then let me just say one more thing about this resurrection.
那么让我提到这个复活的时候，我稍微讲一点。
Apostle Paul says, "What God has given you is immortality."
因为保罗说，神所给你的是不能朽坏的。
Giving you is life. He has abolished death.
他给你的是生命，他已经废去了死亡。
If you want to use a key word to represent this whole thought.Is a resurrection.
所以，如果你想知道这个，用一个关键词来讲，就是复活。
Yeah, actually, Apostle, what does resurrection have to do with us?
所以，保罗想在这里阐明，到底这个复活对我们来讲是意义什么
？He was actually pretty serious in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. I think our sister, when she led the song, she mentioned it. Apostle Paul basically said this: If Jesus has not being resurrected and your faith and my faith is in vain
所以我们使徒保罗在这里讲到复活时他是非常严肃的特别是在哥林多前书第十五章我们刚才开始敬拜的时候我们姐妹带我们读的就是说如果耶稣基督没有复活的话我们一切我们的盼望信心都成为枉然
So brothers and sisters and at the beginning of Romans
所以弟兄姐妹们我们在罗马书的开始的时候
Apostle Paul says this
使徒保罗是这样说
God has raised Jesus from the dead to prove that he is son of God
因为保罗在这里说我们神让基督耶稣复活来证明他是神的儿子
yeah, that he is son of God by power
因为他是靠神的大能 成为神的儿子。
Brothers and sisters, throughout the human history, there's nobody who died and then God has made him rise again.
弟兄姐妹们，我们整个人类的历史没有任何一个人死了然后能复活出来。
You know, there may be people who are nowadays, you know, they lost their consciousness and even heartbeat for a few minutes, but then, you know, they resuscitate him that, and then he woke up. But then a few years later down the line, he died again. It doesn't make any wave.
所以我们虽然我们可能看到有些人可能昏迷一段时间然后抢救急救过来，但是过不了几年可能还是仍然会死亡。
That's totally different from what God is talking about here.
这些事情所讲的跟神所讲的复活是完全不一样的。
But this Jesus, how did the man of the world know that he is the Son of God?
所以我们讲到主耶稣基督，我们怎么我们人能够知道他是神的儿子呢？
Now, this is what God said himself in the first, in the Roman chapter 1.
因为神他自己这样说，是在罗马书第一章。
Jesus didn't come from the tomb by himself. God has raised him from the tomb.
并不是说主耶稣他自己从坟墓里面出来，乃是神将他从坟墓里面提拔出来。
God raised him from the tomb, raised him from the dead to prove that he is Son of God.
因为神将他从坟墓里面提升出来，让众人知道他是神的儿子。
So, brothers and sisters, we thank the Lord for that.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们为此感谢神。
And he wins infinite wisdom.
因为他是有最最大的智慧的神。
He has proved to man, whoever, he has proved to man, this is his son, this is son of God.
因为神他自己向我们所有的人证明，这就是他的儿子。
By raising his raising Jesus from the dead.
因为让他从死里复活，再次的证明。他就是神的儿子。
So, brothers and sisters, your faith and my faith has a solid foundation.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们的信是有非常坚固的根基。
And then the second thing is this baptism in chapter 6 of Romans.
所以讲到还有第二件事情，就是关于讲到在罗马书第六章里面的受浸。
So how is the resurrection of Jesus Christ?Have anything to do with us?
那么讲到这个复活的主和我们到底有什么关系呢？
Now Romans chapter 6 says, what's the meaning of baptism?
罗马书第六章里面讲到了真正受浸的意义。
Now what's the reality, real meaning of baptism? Spiritual meaning of baptism.
里面讲到真正的属灵的受浸的意义。
So when we believe in our Lord, when we want to commit our life, walk with Him.
当我们愿意来跟主来许诺来跟主同行的时候
，And then he says that we are baptism means that we died with him, we buried with him, and we were raised with him.
我们受浸的意义就是我们与他一同一同钉死，然后一同被埋葬，然后一同复活。
Yeah, so Roman chapter 6 says, you know, we were united.In the likeness of his death, and we were all now united with the resurrection of his life.
罗马书第六章里面讲到，如果我们和他的死一同联合的话，我们也必然和他的复活一同联合。
So it says this. It says now the resurrection of Jesus. Now we are brought in the same position.
我们讲到主耶稣的复活的时候，也将我们带到同样的地位。
We are in that position now.
我们现在就在他的那个复活里。
The resurrection of our Lord Jesus is now our resurrection as well.
所以我们主耶稣基督他的复活现在如今也成为我们在他里面的复活。
Yeah, we have a confidence now.
我们有完全的信心。
God has given us that position.
因为神已经赐给了我们这样的复活。
But position is a position.
因为神。
We still have to wait for the reality of it.
神所赐给我们地位毕竟是地位，但是我们毕竟要让它成为现实。
You know, in Romans chapter 8, I think it's verse 10,
讲到罗马书第八章第十节的时候
it talks about how this resurrection becomes a reality in our life.
他就讲到这个复活的生命怎样从我们的具体的生活中能够显明出来。
You know, we were bound by this body of death.
我们确实被我们这个驱死的身体所捆绑起来。
But how do we come out of that?
那怎么能使我们从这个垂死的身体里面释放出来呢？
So, Romans chapter 8, verse 10, it says this.
那么罗马书第八章和第十节就这样说。
He's saying God has raised His Son from the dead.
因为他说神已经将他儿子从死里复活了。
And God will raise you from your body of death.
神同样也能够从你去死的身体里面叫你复活。
If you see one thing,
如果你看到这点的话
，If you see that the Spirit of God is now in you.
如果你看到就是神他的灵已经在你的里面的时候。
So this is what basically that.Romans chapter 8 verse 10 says.
这就是罗马书第八章第十节他所
说的。The Holy Spirit comes to us.
当圣灵进入到我们里面的时候。
To give us that understanding.
给我们有这样的明白的心。
And also to give also give us that strength.
也同样给我们有这样的刚强。
To be not bound by the death, by this body of death.
我们不再受这个死亡的身体的捆绑。
You know, brothers and sisters, the body of death says to I have told you about the pattern or what I have told you about the words.
或者说，就是说我所跟你讲的呢，是讲的这些话语呢，还是说这个话语的规模
Darby has a little note. It helps me.
那个达比哈，他做了一些笔记，对我一些帮助。
He's saying Paul is telling Timothy.
他在这里讲，保罗是跟提摩太说
See, Timothy, you have known the sound words from me.
他就说，提摩太，你是从我学到了神的纯正的话语。
But you have to have a pattern.
但是你必须还要有一定的规模。
So that you can understand these words yourself.
但是你就能够帮助你真正的明白、理解、认识这些话。
And also you can explain to other people clearly.
而且你可以向其他的人教导，非常清楚的教导，
解释这样子。So this is the idea is Apostle Paul has telling Timothy many words before.
这个是保罗他跟提摩太确实讲了很多的话。
But he's telling Timothy you have to have a pattern.
但是他一直强调的说你一定要有这样的规模。
So brothers and sisters, you know.Years ago, give me 5 more minutes.
弟兄姐妹，再给我五分钟时间。
Now, years ago, I read a book. This book is written by T. Austin Sparks.
我几年前我读过那个 Sparks 的一本书。
He said, remember, Bible is not a recorder.
他讲到圣经并不是说只做一个记录。
Bible is a microphone.
他说这个圣经是相当于一个大的扩音器。
A recorder is something, somebody's word is all recorded in there and then this person is gone somewhere else.
他讲的我们如果只是个录音的话，只是把他这个人讲的话录下来，等到这个人不在的时候，还是声音在。
But Bible is a microphone.
但是圣经是一个像扩音器。
Yeah, there's always somebody behind talking.
话筒。或者说这个圣经像一个话筒一样总有一个人在里面讲话
So when we read the Bible,
所以当我们在读在学圣经的时候
Somebody's talking
他说是有人在那里讲话
God himself is talking
因为神他自己就在那里讲话
Lord Jesus is talking
因为主耶稣基督在那里讲话
Holy Spirit is talking
圣灵在那里讲话
Living, talking
因为是活的是直线直播的
when they talk
当他们在讲的时候
They will not be inconsistent. I mean, when God talks in the Old Testament, when God talks, He will not contradict Himself. He will not.
当神在讲话的时候，他不会与他自己所讲的矛盾。
And when Lord Jesus talks, He's not going to He is not contradicting Himself.
当主耶稣讲话的时候，也不会有讲矛盾的话。
He's not contradict His Father.
他也不会讲和神讲的话不一样的话。
When Holy Spirit talks.
当圣灵讲话的时候
He's not going to contradict himself.
他也不会与自相矛盾
He's not going to contradict Lord Jesus.
他也不会与主耶稣所讲的话所违背
He's not going to contradict God.
他也不会与神所讲的话所违背
Everything is consistent.
所有的事他们所讲的都是完全一致
There's a pattern. There's an outline.
那里是有个规模是有一个大纲总纲
yeah, There's a form.
那可能有一个形式、
yeah.So, brothers and sisters, you know, I wish Apostle Paul could say a little more, but he didn't. He stopped there.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我希望保罗真是能够多说一点，但是他就在停在这里。
But just in the first chapter, I think it has given us the ingredient. the most important ingredient of the pattern.
所以只是在这个第一章里面，实际上保罗已经给了我们非常重要的里面的一个成分。
You know, first of all, the pattern is about God and His purpose.
因为第一个要记住了，就是神和他的旨意。
This is the first thing about the pattern. If you look at from the beginning, from the first chapter of the Bible to the last, God is there, and God's purpose is there.Being emphasized.
所以讲到神的话语的规模的第一个重要的就是神的旨意，从圣经的第一卷书一直到最后，一直是神的旨意贯穿整本圣经。
So the second thing, the pattern is about Christ and the gospel.
讲到第二个，讲到这个规模的话，是讲到主耶稣基督和他的福音。
The gospel is nothing but Christ himself.
但这个福音就是主耶稣基督自己。
The gospel cannot be any bigger than Christ.
因为
outside of Christ,
因为这个
then it's heresy.
因为这个福音没有在不会在耶稣之外比他有更大。
If you preach a gospel which is bigger and then outside of Christ is a heresy.
如果你传福音的话，你是在耶稣之外，那就是一个异教。
Yeah, and then if you give a gospel which is smaller than Christ, then it's not fair to the people who hear your gospel.
如果你传的福音比耶稣还小的话，你对这些传福音的就有亏欠了。
Yeah, and then so, dear brothers and sisters, gospel is Christ.
所以弟兄姐妹们，福音就是耶稣基督。
But Christ Himself is from the beginning of the gospel to the end. I mean, beginning of the Bible to the end.
所以耶稣基督他自己就是从圣经里面的起初一直到末了。
Yeah. When you read the story of Abraham, Christ is there.
所以当读到讲到亚伯拉罕的时候，耶稣基督就在那里。
Especially when his son was offered.
特别是他在献亚伯拉罕献他的儿子的时候。
And the word of God, the Lord says, you know, all nations in the world will be blessed by this seed.
所以在这里讲，所有的万民都要因着你的后裔而得福。
But I don't believe that Abraham would understand that.
但我相信亚伯拉罕那个时候可能不能完全明白。
But Abraham, if you read his story, he really remembered it.
但是亚伯拉罕的讲到这个时候，他确实是知道。
And his life, his action after that is different than before.
因为他的生活、生命之后和他以前是完全不同的。
Because he knows that there is another one God is pointing to.
因为他知道那个神在这里指明的那一位是神所要指明的。
When Moses died,
当摩西死的时候
，And Moses says, you know, God will raise among you a brother, among you brothers, a prophet like me.
所以在这里，神跟他讲说摩西跟他们以色列人讲，神会在你们弟兄当中兴起一位像我像的先知。
Yeah, and you have to listen to him.
你一定要听他。
You know, Moses didn't say who this is.
但摩西并没有说那位是谁。
He probably didn't know that clearly.
那个时候他并不是很能清楚的明白。
But he knows that God is going to send one. One day.
他知道神有一天一定会差遣一位。
David's the same.
大卫也是一样。
And David in Psalm 110.
大卫在诗篇110篇。
And David says, the Lord said to my Lord.
因为他说我的主对我主说
yeah, sit on my right until I make your enemy your footstool.
因为坐在我的右边让我将敌人作为脚凳
yeah, so the Lord is Lord Jehovah.
因为神就是那位耶和华。
So who is my Lord?
那么神是哪一位是我的神呢？
我的主呢 He didn't say.David didn't say.
大卫没有说。
He probably wasn't that clear either.
那个时候可能并不是那么清楚。
But he knows there is my Lord sitting on the right of my God.
因为他知道那位有一位是我的主坐在神的右边。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，Christ Jesus was in the Bible from the beginning to the very end.
所以我们主耶稣基督就是从圣经的最起初到末了。
When Isaiah came,
当以赛亚来的时候
，Isaiah chapter 42.
以赛亚第四十二章的时候
，God said, "Behold, my servant."
神在这里说，看哪，我的仆人。
That servant is not anybody in view.
那个仆人并不是所有我们世人所看到眼中的。
Not anybody in view at that time.
不是所有那个人都看到的那位。
But he's coming.
但是他是要来的那位。
So dear brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姐妹们
，it is Christ. The pattern is about Christ and his and the gospel.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们讲到神的话语的规模就是主耶稣基督。
Lastly, the third thing is the pattern is about the witnesses, many witnesses and their testimony.
所以第三点讲到这个规模的时候，就是许多的见证，云彩般的见证。
Yeah, there are so many so many witnesses.
因为那里确实是有许多许多的见证的。
If you take away the witnesses in the Bible will be about maybe one third thin.
如果你把所有的见证都拿掉的话，从圣经里面，那么圣经可能只剩下大概还有三分之一的厚度。
You don't have Abraham, you don't have Moses, you don't have David, you don't have Isaiah, you don't have Peter's failure. You don't have these things.
所以好多你没有亚伯拉罕了，你没有大卫了，还有以赛亚还包括还有你就没有彼得了。
And you and I will be so much poorer.
所以你和我就变得非常的可怜了。
So、we thank the Lord.
我们感谢
the pattern of His Son.
我们感谢主，他赐给我们神圣规模的话语。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we thank you. We praise you.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, these words so feeble and so much in a hurry, but Lord, we pray that your Spirit will put this word in our heart.
所以我们感谢你，你的话语是这样的及时。我们正是祷告，求你将你的话正是放在我们的心里。
And these are the last words of your servant.
这是你仆人最后的话语。
Lord, we pray that that will be our encouragement.
我们祷告他的话语正是成为我们的鼓励。
That we can indeed rekindle the fire.
我们确确实实，我们里面能够像如火一样的重新被挑旺起来。
In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray.
我们祷告的奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen. Of course, one of these days we all die, but it's basically not about that.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们讲到这个去死的身体，是我们有一天我们是要还是要死
？Yeah, it talks about today. Even when we live, our body is just like death.
我们讲到其中有一点，我们如今活着，但我们的身体还是死的。
Or we're bound by death.
我们因为是被这个死亡所拘禁起来。
You know, in the first chapter of Genesis, when Adam and Eve were going to, and the Lord says, you know, you have to be obedient. Don't touch this fruit.
所以在创世纪里面，那个时候神就跟亚当和夏娃必须说，你们必须得顺服。
Now the day you eat this fruit, you will die.
他讲到你如果你吃那个树上的果子的时候，你必定死。
And then they ate.
但是他们吃了。
They live on for another 800 or 900 years.
但是他们还活着800到900年。
What is death then?
那么讲到死到底是什么呢？
Death means that their spirit is not have no communication, no fellowship with God anymore.
所以这个死就讲到他们的灵和神的灵没有任何的联系，
no、relationship.
再没有关系了。
Yeah, no relationship.
跟神那个灵没有再有关系了。
You know, what God likes, what God doesn't like, they don't know.
所以神是喜欢什么，他们不再知清楚。
Yeah, they were always under the curse of death, a curse of sin.
所以他们一直在这个罪的这个咒诅之下。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们
，It's okay. One of these days, we all will die. We all will go to the tomb. It's okay.
是的，我们有一天我们都知道我们会进入那坟墓。
But it's not okay if today.We are bound by this death, this spiritual death. It's not okay. It's horrible.
但是如果我们如今还是被这个死亡所捆绑住的话，那是不可以的事情。
Yeah, I think it's in the seventh chapter of Romans, Apostle Paul said, "When sin comes, I die."
所以相信是在使徒保罗在罗马书第七章里面讲到，罪进来了，我死了。
Yeah, that death is dreadful.
因为那个死是非常可怕的。
But this God who has raised His Son from the dead can raise us from our own dead body, own dead body.
但是我们这位神，他是使他的儿子耶稣基督复活的，也同样能够使我们去死的身体里面叫我们重新复活。
So we are no longer bound by that sin.
所以我们不再被这个罪所捆绑。
Thank the Lord for that.
我们感谢主。
And finally, you know, in the book of Hebrews, I think it's chapter 2 of Hebrews.
最后我们是在希伯来书第二章
He says that the Son of God came, now who has brought many sons to glory.
所以讲到神的儿子来是要带许多众子进入他的荣耀。
Then immediately he says this, you know, that Christ has now abolished, has conquered death.
所以这边非常重要，我们的基督他已经战胜了死亡。
He set free those who, because of fear of death, has for whole life been in the bondage, be a slave.
所以他也释放了我们这一直在这个死亡的拘谨和捆绑之下。
一生怕死为奴。
一生怕死为奴的。
Brothers and sisters, this is the very pitiful picture of humankind.
所以我们这是一个我们人类非常一个可怜的一幅图画。
怕死为奴，因为怕死而为奴。
因为我们怕死为奴。
Yeah, when we don't know Jesus Christ.
因为我们不知道耶稣基督。
Everybody is afraid of death.
因为每一个人都惧怕这个死亡。
Now when strange things come into our ear, we believe.
因为当一些奇怪的事情来到我们耳朵当中的时候，我们就相信了。
Bad things come to me, temptation comes to me, I surrender.
一些诱惑来到坏的事情来到我们当中，我们就屈服了。
Because, you know, in a couple of years I'll die anyway.
那不管知道，好像我们再过多少年，我们可能也会死。
But Christ Jesus come.
但是主耶稣基督来了。
He has delivered us from the fear of death.
他已经从我们惧怕死亡当中释放了。
We are no longer those who are slaves because of fear of death.
我们不再是死亡的奴隶。
So, dear brothers and sisters, Apostle Paul in one sentence is summarizing all these things for Timothy.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，保罗使徒保罗用一句话来正式做的这样的一个总结。
Yeah. Also, finally, just have a few minutes. I'll share with you a little bit about this pattern.
所以我就还有几分钟，我就跟你们一起分享关于这个规模。
Apostle Paul is telling Timothy, Timothy, just having the sound words is not enough.
所以他在这里跟提摩太不只是有一个纯正的话语是足够的。
Yes, these sound words is what you heard from the Bible, what you have read from the Old Testament.
他就讲到，是的，这些纯正的话语是你在圣经里面读到，也是从我所讲的里面福音里面讲到。
Yes, you know, all these past years I have given you the word of God.
那么多年我给了你神的话语。
But you have to find, you have to have a pattern of that.
但是你必须在找到这里面的话语的规模。
I think Paul didn't have time to tell Timothy anymore.
但是我想保罗没有更多的时间来跟提摩太详细的讲。
But why did he say this? Why did he just say, "Hey, Peter, Timothy, you have to have sound words"?
So
is that easy? Would that make it easy?
所以保罗没那么多时间，他是不是可以跟提摩太只说你要有神圣的话语，这不是比较简单吗
？But he said you have to have a pattern of sound words.
但是他在这里却说你确实要有神话语的规模。
No, in the past, Paul never used this word called pattern.
保罗使徒保罗他以前在这之前从来没有用过这个规模这个词。
But now he's telling Timothy you have to have that.
但是现在。